What's so darn funny, anyhow?
Some of the things in the Gazette here.
I didn't see nothing so funny in it.
Well, you don't look in the right place, that's all. Just listen to some of these items in the for exchange column.
For what?
For exchange. Exchange.
Yeah, but for what?
Oh, dagnabbit, what's the matter with you? You getting deep?
No, I ain't. I hear it every word you said.
Well, then quit asking me for what. I told you twice it's for exchange.
Yeah, I know you did, but you still ain't told me exchange for what.
Oh, you darn fool, Eb. They're all different. That's what I'm going to read to you if you just keep your trap shut and let me do it.
Now, go ahead. I ain't got nothing else to do anyhow.
I'm sure you drive me crazy sometimes. How can a fella be funny with you asking simple questions like that?
You ain't told me nothing funny yet.
You want to hear this or don't you?
I told you to go ahead.
Here's the first one. We'll trade good lawnmower for any fire extinguisher in workable condition. See me about this at once. My house is on fire.
Wait a minute. What's a fire extinguisher?
Hmm? Oh, it's one of these things you shoot chemicals in front of a fire.
What kind of chemicals?
I don't know exactly what kind they are.
What's they good for?
Put the fire out.
And how can they do that?
Why, it's some kind of... all dagnabbit, the fire's out this time anyway. Here's another one.
Another fire?
No, another exchange. It says, 10 jigsaw puzzles to exchange for a good pair of spectacles.
Wonder what's the matter with the puzzle?
Hmm?
That he's lost some of the some of the pieces.
Oh, he ain't needed. He's hurt his eyes working the darn things, that's all.
And why don't he get a better lamp then?
Oh, how do I know why he don't? Here's another one. We'll exchange wedding ring for good used car and a rolling pin.
Well, yeah. What do you suppose she wants with the car?
Why, don't you see? She wants the car to take him to the hospital after she used the rolling pin.
You mean the biscuit she rolls out will make him sick, huh?
Oh, what's the use of telling you a joke? You always get it mixed up some way. You won't answer that phone there, can't you?
Answer it yourself.
No.
I'm trying to figure out that last joke you told me.
No play, take it. I have to do everything around here. Hello. Yes, this is Jeb. She was. What'd she want? Did you see him? He wasn't. Yes, I'll bet she was. Yes, thanks for calling me. Goodbye.
Well, who was it?
It was Jim Barrow over at the hotel, Em.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Why, I own a buns van over there. He wanted to see Mr. Girard.
Well, what's funny about that?
Wait till you hear it. You remember yesterday I told him it'd be a darn good idea to lock himself in his room till the statue's finished?
Yes, but I
don't... Well, dagnabbed if he ain't done it. I only nearly had a conniption fit.
Didn't she get in?
Get in?
Yeah.
I should say she didn't. She went up there and pounded on his door and yelled, and then she kicked on the door for a while. She almost broke a heel off her shoe and finally gave it up and come back downstairs crying. Gosh, I bet she was mad.
Well, it's good enough for her, and I hope she was plenty mad over it.
Yes.
If she comes there uppity around here, it makes me mad, too.
Okay, now look, Jim. Good morning, mister.
What's this? What? Are you the proprietor?
Well, one of them. And this is my partner, Ed Peters.
Not so loud. Partners, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, so much better. What's your name?
Winterbottom, Zeb Winterbottom.
Winterbottom, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any relation to Sir Geoffrey Winterbottom of the First Crusade?
Not to know of.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. Now, gentlemen, if you will give me your undivided attention, I want to...
Both of us?
Of course he means both of us. Didn't he say undivided?
Can anyone hear us?
No. Nobody else around here at all.
Ah, find. I'm from the Get It Now institution. In fact, I'm the president. And I've got a wonderful idea. You can make thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, now, that sounds all right, but how do you...
You carry life insurance, don't you?
Yes, but we...
You're paying premiums every year, aren't you?
Yes, we do.
Exactly. And when are you going to collect?
Yeah, that's easy. Well, when we die, of course.
Ah, yes, but when are you going to die?
Well, now, I...
Now, do you get the point? You don't know when you're going to die, so you don't know when you will collect on your life insurance. Ah, am I right?
Well, yes, I guess you are, but I don't see this.
How would you like to get all that money in 1 year?
Now, that wouldn't be bad at all.
Well, all you've got to do is to become a member of my institution, and if you are insured in my company, you'll get it. Every cent of it.
Well, now, that's kind of interesting. But how can you...
Interesting. Why, it's revolutionary.
Oh, I see. We join the revolution and get killed, and then we get our money, huh?
Oh, no. It's much more simple than that. Now, for example, suppose you have a policy for $10,000, and you want to collect the $10,000 in, not less than 2 years.
You mean we can do that?
Absolutely. Now, suppose you are still alive at the end of the 2 years. We send a man around and...
You send a man around with the money, huh?
No. You get the money from the insurance company.
Well, then what do you send the man for?
He's our chief executioner. He pumps you up.
You mean he kills it?
Exactly. Do you get the point? Your insurance becomes payable immediately.
Couldn't you send him around in 6 months?
It's against the law to kill you in less than 1 year.
Suppose I change my mind.
Oh, don't worry about that. We've taken care of everything. Our executioner is deaf and dumb. He won't understand a word you say.
Well, how does he kill us?
What? Now, I'm glad you asked me that. It shows how we look after the interests of our members. When you join, you can specify the manner in which you wish to leave this world.
Yes, but suppose you don't know what you want.
Now, in that case, our executioner uses the new death ray machine. It's a marvelous invention. Why, you won't know you're dead till 5 minutes after it's all over.
Must be a pretty slick machine.
Well, does it hurt?
Well, it does.
Of course it hurts, Eb, but you can't feel it. Ain't that right, mister?
Absolutely. All it does is make a little black spot on your neck. But you will never know.
Couldn't you make it green? I always did like green.
Oh, you darn fool. What's the difference what color it is after you're dead? Well, it looks like you've got a pretty good idea, all right, mister, but... But, supposing you have an accident before the 2 years is up.
I was just coming to that. This institution doesn't leave anything out. Why, if you should get an arm cut off, we give you $500 in cash and pay you $25 a month till you get back to work.
Well, that ain't so bad.
I'd never go back to work if I could get that $25 every month.
And if you should have an accident and have a leg cut off, you are entitled to $1,000 in cash and $50 a week while you're laid up.
Looks like you've got it pretty well covered.
Yeah, does it make any difference which leg you have cut off?
None whatever.
Well, you better put me down for the left leg then. You got a lot of very close veins in it anyhow.
Oh, Eb, don't be a darn fool. How do you know which leg you're going to get cut off? Say, how much does it cost to join your institution, mister?
But that isn't all, not by a long shot. If you should be so unfortunate as to have your head cut off...
What do you do then?
We give you $2,000 in cash. Think of it, $2,000 in cash.
Yeah, but how much a month do you pay till we can get back to work?